Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello, today I'm joined by Dr. Kunwa Shalubai, who's CEO and CSO of Tiziana Life Sciences. Hi today, Doctor.
Hi, Jack. How are you today?
I'm well. You've got quite a big announcement today that you've released as a press release on RNS. Talk us through it, please.
So, Jack, this is a phase 2A clinical study with milchiclib as a single therapy in hepatocellular carcinoma patients. We have to also keep in mind that these patients are sorafenib resistant. So the data that we reported this morning are really very good, and I'm very happy to see that drugs is very safe and it shows good clinical activity. So another thing that we have to keep in mind that this trial was only for 6 months duration. So for 6 months, the clinical activity that we are seeing is quite remarkable.
Well, I think one of the nicer things, or the more human things about this, because obviously these things, it's not just science, it's also people who are very ill and suffering, is that quite a few of the people in the trial, they asked to continue with the treatment.
So for a few things here, which are very critical. Now, current standard of drugs like sorafenib, they have severe toxicity. So compliance is poor, and patients don't like it. And more importantly, it's a quality of life for patients. So milchiclib does not show those severe toxicities. The treatment is well-tolerated. And the fact that these patients opted for continuing with milchiclib is a very strong endorsement that patients are happy with the drug as far as safety is concerned, and also as far as clinical activity towards the tumor is concerned.
Right. I mean, at this stage, do we know exactly how much the treatment is helping people, or is it still more of a rough indication?
It's a fairly good indication. However, the data would be completed once we have the results from MRI imaging, which would come in September. But consider this, that 14 out of 28 patients completed 6 months trial. And I must emphasize here, the sorafenib resistant patient's overall survival is very poor. It ranges from anywhere from 4 to 7 months. So for 50% of the patient completing the trial is fantastic. And more importantly, 9 out of these 14 patients who completed the trial requested to continue the treatment under compassionate program. And these patients have gone up to 16 months. One patient went up to 16 months, another 13 months, and then there are several on 9 months. 5 patients are still continuing with the trial. And that is what I believe is very good results, considering that patients do not have any safety problems, and they love the drug and still want to continue with it.
Right, so we've got a pretty good indication, let's say, compared to what else is on the market of the possible efficacy of this treatment.
So clinical activity, a comparison to what we know we have today, seems to be pretty good. However, the data would be completed when we report the MRI imaging in September.
Right, and so, I mean, the other thing about all of this is you're dealing with people who are very ill anyway, and so that clouds a part of the analysis that you're doing, I presume.
Absolutely. These patients do not expect to go on for a longer time. The very fact that under compassionate program, patients went up to 16 months is remarkable. And the quality of life is not affected. Right. This is something very important about the drug.
Right. I mean, you said towards the end of your release that the global market for liver cancer drugs is expected to reach nearly $1.5 billion over the next 2 to 3 years. Presumably, the better the drugs work, the bigger the market.
Absolutely. And also, you know, the currently in Asia, hepatocellular carcinoma is just like an epidemic. But with the migration of people towards West Europe and America, the economic burden in U.S. is increasing day by day. And that's the reason that U.S. government is very much interested in developing a drug which is safer and does not compromise quality of life and also delays the onset of disease or cure it.
Right. You mentioned that the next sort of data milestone will come in September. What will be on the horizon after that?
So in September, we are doing MRI imaging that would show us if tumor growth is reduced. That's number one, very important clinical endpoint. And equally important is we are also looking at microRNA profiling. These microRNA are small genes, and looking at the expression profiling of those would tell us as to where Milchiclip acts. And that would also give us clues as to how do we develop it for further clinical trials.
Right. Finally, maybe a slightly left field question, but presumably once larger pharmaceutical drugs see what you're doing, drug companies see what you're doing, what do you think their reaction might be towards Tiziana?
Their reaction has been pretty good, and I'm under CDA with at least four or five big pharma. And this phase 2A clinical trial will hopefully open opportunities for us to talk to big pharma and think of if there is any business development deal.
Dr. Kunwa Sholobai, CEO and CSO of Tiziana Life Sciences, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.